Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, let's go for the trifecta today. Podcast number 3 on November 6, 2015. I'm having an amazing day. I hope that you are having an amazing day. I don't know if this show finds you commuting home from work, just going to work, not working, dreaming, going to the gym, wherever it finds you. I hope this day has been an amazing one. Yeah, what I want to use this third podcast for moving forward, hoping I do 3 podcasts a day. It is pretty wild. I love it, man. I really like it. And I sincerely say this, I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. I appreciate you listening to the show. I really do. Hit me up on Twitter if you got an idea for the show, a topic you want me to cover, at Sam Crowley, or send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. If I use it, I'll give you some podcast love. Mention you on the show, as well as your question, obviously. So today's show, the first two, the morning, the afternoon show, one dealt with, the very first one today, being a success addict. We talked about the word addiction. You know what I mean? Like the word addiction. You hear that automatically, you think, if I were to snap my fingers like some hypnosis dude, right? And I say, addiction, what comes to mind? Negative, right? Drug addict. We talked about that. I'm not going to go back into today's show. Make sure you listen to that. But boy, I'll tell you what. Once you become addicted to success, and I don't mean a negative way, greed and all of that, putting yourself in front of other people. I mean addicted to the possibility that you could not only transform yourself, but transform your life and the lives of others. I bet right now you're thinking, that is such a huge dream. I mean, I can't even, you're thinking, Sam, I don't even know where to begin. That's okay. The greatest dreams, there is no set beginning to them. You know, people who have invented the greatest inventions in the world, people who have built businesses, think of one. I mean, there's a million people out there. The most common ones now, because they're front of mind, are the Facebooks, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, the Oprah Winfreys of the world. All of these things never started with a platform of, you know, hey, send me a friend request. It was just a concept. You know, it was just a concept of what these people thought might be possible. Let me give you a little bit of sage advice. And I think this is a Donald Trump quote. If you're going to dream, you may as well dream big. Isn't that right? I mean, if you're going to dream, you might as well dream big. Why dream just a little small dream? There's no law. I mean, there's nothing I'm aware of anywhere in the United States or anywhere around the world that your dreams are kept to yourself until you share them with other people. So you might be thinking, well, that's too big of a dream. I'm not going to. Well, you don't have to tell anybody right now, but why wouldn't you dream huge? Like, I dream of being in sold out stadiums speaking to anybody who wants to know what it's like to make every day Saturday. The powerful, inspirational, motivational messages, selling out stadiums like a Tony Robbins, like the YouTube videos you see of Les Brown with 40,000 people in stadiums. That is my dream. And if I'm going to dream, I might as well dream big. I certainly don't dream about speaking to 4 people at a Panera Bread on a Monday morning. Why would I do that? Think of how silly that is. You're probably laughing like, dude, that's so stupid. I know. So if you think that's silly, then why are you dreaming a small dream? You know what I mean? It's like become an addict. Be addicted to powerful dreams. Be addicted to success and what the possibilities are. But none of this, and of course, none of this is going to happen unless you actually do something. You got to do something. You don't have to have all the answers right now. That's the beauty of it. You don't even have to have answers to have a dream. You don't have to have any answers. You just got to have questions. What can I do? What can I do tomorrow? What can I do tomorrow? So the first part of today's last podcast for the day is to get you thinking more about what that means to dream big. And there are no boundaries. There are no limits to your dream. You're allowed to dream whatever dream you want. as long as you become addicted to success. And the second show we talked about today was Lauryn Hill, the podcast from earlier today. If you're listening to this show after December of 2014, the unfortunate likelihood is she's probably not alive. It's the wildest thing. 19-year-old, beautiful young lady has everything ahead of her, but she has a brain tumor that's inoperable. It's terminal, and she is going to die. And that is the saddest damn story I think I've ever reported on my podcast. She lives here in Cincinnati. She goes to college here, Division III college. She plays basketball. And the story has taken on world. I mean, a total viral story that's gone worldwide. People lay up for Lauryn. Hopefully you checked it out on Twitter. If you haven't, just check that hashtag layup, the number 4, Lauryn, L-A-U-R-E-N. Lauryn Hill, Google her name. Spend some time thinking about how precious your life is and how awesome it is just that you and I get to wake up. You know, spend some time. Here's really the key, man, because you've got a body. I'm guessing you are not terminally ill, okay? And if that's not the case, what are you doing to feed your body every single day? Are you drinking a gallon of water? Are you exercising 30 minutes a day? Because I'm telling you, it flows. I talked about it yesterday on the show, and I watched that Zeus. God, let me get you this guy's name. Hold on. I got the window minimized. What's his workout? Zeus Fat Burning Workout. It's on YouTube. Zeus Fat Burning Workout from home. No equipment. Only 15 minutes needed. This guy kicks my butt. 15 minutes a day. I think I told you earlier in the week, probably on Monday show, I was kicking around YouTube. I love YouTube. I did a podcast, two of them dedicated to YouTube this week, not on marketing, from a consumer perspective. You know, now here's the marketing rub though. Average ordinary people like you and I are making a killing on YouTube, whether they're selling advertising, allowing Google to monetize them, whether they're sending them to their webpage, a landing page to monetize that, to capture the name and email, selling products. Guys and girls all over the world, all they need is a $40 camera, set it on a table, put it on a tripod, whatever, and start recording stuff. But you can't do that? Really? But you can't do that. Because why? Get to that in just a second. All right? I want to use this last show of the day every day to kind of wrap a bow around what we talked about the first two shows. So I want to stay on topic. Lauryn Hill, she would give anything to be able to wake up not in pain. Anything to have one more day with her family who she wants to just spend time there, even prior to being diagnosed with this terminal disease. Her most enjoyable time was spending time with her younger brother and younger sister, okay? People all around the world are longing to have what you have. They would love to have the opportunities that lie in front of you right now. So if you're going to poo-poo, think about it before you speak, though. All right, think about it before you let those toxic thoughts go into your mind. You have an amazing opportunity that doesn't require money. Look, I went to YouTube. Here's why I don't want a gym membership, okay? It's not that I don't want to spend $40 a month on a gym membership. It's the fact that, especially in the wintertime here in Cincinnati, I don't live close enough to a gym. And even if the gym was a minute away, I would have to get dressed, warm up the car, get in the car, drive to the gym, get undressed, get dressed into my gym clothes. God, that's 30 minutes. I don't care how you slice it. You got to get warmed up. And then it's the whole process over again, leaving the gym. That's another 30 minutes. That's an hour out of my day. My time is too valuable. It just is. It's too valuable. Plus, I'd rather spend that time actually exercising and working out than in my car, cold, and then warm, and then getting cold again, and then going into the gym and getting – I've done that for 2-3 years now. At Five Seasons. I love Five Seasons here in Cincinnati. Great club. They got everything you need. Steam room, sauna, everything. I don't need all that. This guy, this Zeus workout on YouTube kicked my butt. And I feel amazing now. I've been doing it 6 days. Day 7 is tomorrow. And there's a million of these workout videos on YouTube. Find one that fits you. I wanted a no-weight, body-weight-only workout that I could do in my basement here. I've got one section. I've got doors here. So this office is closed off where I record my show. You open up the door. You go into the other office where there's a computer, printer, all that stuff. You walk out in. That's where the kids just go crazy. There's the TV and all that. That's where I do my workout. I jam the radio station on my cable. You know, how you got that music on demand. I blast that. dogs are howling outside. They probably think, you know, somebody's getting robbed in here. Blast the music. I work out for 15, 20 minutes. Actually, it's a 15-minute workout, but it takes me about 25. I got to pause it, man. This guy's out of control. I mean, he's kicking my butt. But your body, you only get one. You only get one. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one shot at life. And you got all those three things working for you right now. You're not Lauryn Hill, okay? I'm guessing you're not. I don't care what condition you're in right now. All I care about is that you receive this message and you go do something today. And you take the message today about being a success addict, and you take the inspiration from Lauryn Hill, and you package that together, and you get after it. Are we clear, people? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.